Welcome back to Tip TV. This is part two of this interview with Lily Minatz and her trading experiences. She's a futures trader, so let's go straight into talking to Lily about the sort of work you do at the weekends, because in part one we were just finishing off about the analysis work that you do and how important you feel that is for your trading. So at the weekend you really delve into it, don't you?
I go through each trade that I took over the week and I analyze those trades, analyze them in terms of what they look on the surface and then what I could have done better, so an ideal case scenario compared to what I did. And then I log everything into my different Excel spreadsheets, and then I need to see an incremental change, improvement. This is really important for me. Every week I have to see that I improved something. And normally I take something from that analysis, one thing or two things, and then I try to implement that the next week, some weaker points or maybe strengths that I need to push even further. So for example, if let's say I did run a few trades, but I could have run them a lot more, then I will then focus on that next week and see if I have done any change, any improvement, any incremental change from week to week. I have to see that.
So when you do all this analysis, I think it's great that you record your trades. What software do you use for recording?
Camtasia.
You use Camtasia, do you?
Called,
right,
yes. Okay.
Yeah, so you use that. So you create a log of all your trades. Yeah. So you must be analysing most of the weekend.
Yes, well, I don't really have personal life, so I'm dedicated to trading.
I don't believe that.
I don't watch TV. I don't do anything. So I this is really important for me. Yeah. So I do dedicate a lot of time to trading,
but that's why you're successful now, because you do put so much work into it. So I know that we were talking about earlier on that August hasn't been a great month, but then that happens with all traders, because you're trading indices. Certainly on the index trading, it's just been choppy. Let's talk a little bit about the trading that you do. I know we covered this off back in February of this year, but you basically use the order book in simplistic terms, and you're looking at the order flow. So as price is coming up to resistance levels, you're looking to see if new bids are coming in and whether to go with it or whether to stand back.
Absolutely. And it has been choppy. I suppose that's what people mean, the summertime chop, in terms of no continuation to the moves. So if before I was used to buy the break, if I see the bids are adding and the sell limits are starting to decrease, that's when I jump in, and then I will be in that move for at least 4 or 6 ticks, bank something, and then just let it run a little bit. These days it's been more like maybe you get 3-4 ticks, so just extremely decreasing your expectations. But then again, sometimes it becomes the case of, is it really worth it? Is there enough reward in this trade that I'm taking? So like I said, a lot of the best days were the days when I just did nothing and just went into the markets that were moving, because one of my rules, which comes back and forth, sometimes I forget about it, is that only trade what is moving. So when it's a period of all the markets are moving, I tend to forget that. But then it suddenly becomes really important when the market starts to slow down and slow down and slow down. There's no continuation to any trends. So it was more, I started doing less breakout setups and looking into more swing, which is not something that I'm comfortable with, but it was dictated by the market that these are the conditions now.
So because comfort is so important to you, you have a certain style which you're comfortable with, but because the market conditions aren't conducive to that at the moment, because even when you're seeing these bids coming in, it might, like you're saying, it's moving 4 to 6 ticks. Now, just so that the viewers know, 4 to 6 ticks is about 1 to 1.5 S&P points. It's nothing, but it's enough in the futures market for a lot of futures traders to be making some money out of that. But if it's just breaking out, then literally just collapsing back over, even though the orders are there. So again, it comes down to, it doesn't matter what your style is, there's no right or wrong style out there. Any one particular style will do really well in certain conditions and won't do so well in other conditions. Mm-hmm. But you're now having to take yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit to then go to swing trading, because you like control, being mathematically minded as you are. and you're then having to do something slightly different to what you have been doing.
Absolutely. And it's been actually a very good month for experimental trades. That's the one thing I forgot, because I suppose before I had the luxury of going with the trend and going with the retracements and breakouts. I didn't have to work too much into looking at, okay, so what are other experimental things that are happening in the market, and just noticing little things. For example, okay, where did S&P trade over the Asian session, and what happens when the European session opens? Did we take the Asian session high or the low? If we take the high and we just go for two ticks, does that mean we're coming back now to test the low again? Does that mean there's an opportunity to buy? So a lot of things that I would notice 1 or 2 days, okay, this is happening, let's experiment, let's take this tester trade here and there and here and there. So these kind of things, which I wouldn't necessarily bother with before, but now it's been really opening my mind to other things as well. So that was one of the good things. I see a lot of experimental trades in my Excel, and they sometimes work, sometimes they don't. And then there are elements of those experiments that I start integrating into my my normal trading as well.
Okay, and so is that because of the swing trading's allowing you, providing you a little bit more time? Because you're taking a step back on certain days from the indices, I know the oil's still moving around quite a lot, but because you're taking that step back from the indices, it's giving you that time to be able to look at this other information.
Absolutely. Well, I'm still trading my market, so it's still in the S&P.
Right.
But these are interesting plays. I think very often when you just look at the market and you just say, okay, what am I really seeing? And just write down, I'm seeing that we got here, this happened, that happened, that happened. Am I seeing some kind of pattern in this behavior? Is this something that I can use, even though it doesn't conform to any of my setups? But is this maybe a beginning of a new setup? Is there something that I can exploit, basically, that is happening because I'm just sat here watching this market? Might as well see if I can find different ways.
So I keep coming back to this constant evolvement. You're constantly evolving. You're constantly looking at new things. What advice would you give to any traders out there who were saying, well, no, I trade using X, Y, and Z method, and I've been making money for the last 2 months. I'm comfortable with this. What advice would you give, or what would you say to them based on that?
In my experience, nothing works forever, and markets are always changing. Once you start getting used to breakouts, they stop working. Get used to trend trading or counter trend trading, things are changing. And I think it's the most valuable thing for me has been recognizing the change early on and not being stubborn. Just being more cautious, maybe decreasing size, and preparing it and taking it as an opportunity, really, because it's an opportunity. Sometimes you just get so comfortable in something, oh, this thing is working, and just not willing to let go of it because it's been so lazy, comfortable, this is just working nicely. And it's just this, it's almost like there is a little bit of anger. It's like, why this was working, why it's not working, and just starting to force it. But instead, taking that as an opportunity to maybe something even better is starting to emerge, or something, because I am growing as a trader and I'm growing with the market. And I think there was this nice analogy in a book saying, let the market lead. It's like a dance. Maybe it's easier for me, I'm a woman. Let the market lead you and you just follow the market. Try to understand what it's doing and just follow it and not get hung up with something. It's okay if it's working, but just be aware that it will stop working.
You have to be quite philosophical to be a trader, and you have to be willing to adapt. You have to be willing to accept that whatever may have been working in the past may not be currently working, and looking for that self, that constant improvement within yourself. If you're too static, you'll die, so to speak. The markets are evolving, you as a trader. So effectively, as always, it comes back to the individual, doesn't it?
I suppose.
Not necessarily the strategy. Strategies are important, but it comes down to the individual trader.
I think strategy is something that is, like we were talking, when I was explaining my strategy, a friend of mine who is also trading, he said, well, that's, you're describing RSI.
Yeah.
So he is trading something different, using completely different indicators, and what I was describing about order flow or market profile, he thought that I'm describing his indicators. So it's nothing to do with the strategy. That is my firm belief, that it has nothing to do with, but it has everything to do with, if I believe in something, I'm going to stick with it. And if I don't, then I'm going to flicker and just jump from one thing to another.
It's nothing to do with the strategy. It's everything to do with the individual. And if the individual's comfortable in what they're doing, they're probably going to be making money.
Yes. And patience, again, is, I always talk about patience. Patience is a really important thing. And being patient with yourself as well. Because it's one thing to just know, these are the things that I should be doing. I know a lot of people say we have a discipline issue, right? A lot of traders have discipline issue, but it's also being optimistic, super optimistic, to just be rejoice in small incremental improvements and just understand that there are a lot of habit patterns that we have been doing automatically for 20, 30 years. It's not going to change in 1 second. Just because you know the right thing doesn't mean you can just apply it straight away, but just patiently watching that incremental improvement.
Marginal gains. It's just like the Olympic Games at the moment. If you look at the British Olympic cycling team, they're all about those small marginal gains. And if they can get those, they know that it adds up ultimately to a lot. Lily, we're out of time already. We've overrun. Thanks ever so much again for coming on Tip TV. I wanted you in before you went off on your travels around the world, trading, the travelling trader, we'll call you from now on.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can come back at some point next year when you're next back in the UK. Thanks ever so much for coming on Tip TV.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
My name's Charlie Burton. Trade safely out there.